Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, welcome back to the show, the DL Link Show on 101.9 Hi FM, the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. So we just heard from Salome Meyer, who is committed her work, life's work really, to cancer and changing the relationship between civil society and government and really getting things going, which is so important. So now we're going to be looking at a support group. We like to bring you support groups and tell you what the offerings are like, these free groups that you can join, all around stress relief. And Josie Mackink is a specialist wellness counselor at ASCHP, the Association for Supportive Counselors and Holistic Practitioners, and Josie is going to be facilitating one of these groups. So Josie is joining us to tell us a little bit more about it. Josie, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Nikki. Thanks so much for having me.
Great to have you on the show, and always happy to talk about meditation and breath work and bringing some stress relief to, you know, in a world that's filled with lots and lots of stress. So Josie, maybe we can just start off by talking about your background in mental health.
Yes, absolutely. It's something I've always been so passionate about, starting from just education, really, going to university, studying psychology there, all the way up to my master's. But I think really where I learned the most was actually through volunteering pretty early on in my undergrad. So I did my training with Lifeline, which is an awesome NGO and does such incredible work. And then moving on to SADAG as well. And that's where I started my first support group for students in Stellenbosch. So I've had this sort of academic but also very practical experience with psychology as I've gone along. With mental health and just seeing the impact that it makes and the need in South Africa is unbelievable. I think we're such a stressed and even traumatized society. So being able to do something in this space means a lot to me.
And what's wonderful is ZEDAG just seems to offer so many of these kind of support groups and sessions that people can join. A lot of the time it's free of charge. And it really is available to people. It's there. I mean, so you worked with students, and now you spoke about in Stellenbosch. So what you're doing on the 8th of May, is it online or is it in person?
Yes, so it's an online session. I think it makes it more accessible broadly. We can also make use of audio and things like that a lot easier, which is awesome. And just make this more accessible to South Africans everywhere, something that I've come to realize is so important.
So
SADAG does such incredible work making mental health resources accessible. They're so expensive normally, and there's such barriers to mental health services, unfortunately, for most people. And one of the most special things I would say about SADAG is, and especially support groups by nature, is they emphasize the importance of connection and the healing power of connection and sharing and not feeling alone. I think feeling alone since COVID has become a really big issue for many of us, and returning to that feeling of community, connection, and within support groups, not having to rely on paying a psychologist or a psychiatrist or even group therapy. It's a therapeutic space rather than group therapy, but relying on the stories of others and hearing each other and helping each other and how healing that can be by nature. So wanting to integrate breath work and meditation, I actually did some contract work for an American-based company, and that's where I sort of came across this. We don't have a huge amount of somatic sort of interventions in South Africa. We often go with the cognitive behavioral style things, although there's a lot of amazing practitioners going above and beyond. But it's not something maybe we think about first thing when it comes to improving our well-being. Like, what can I do just with myself? What can I self-administer? What's free of charge? And that's where breath work and meditation becomes such a powerful tool. It's just relying and actually trusting your body to be able to help you when we give it the right tools and the right guidance and in the right space. So just wanting as many people to be able to access that every week. So this support group starts Thursday, 8th May, 5 to 6 p.m. And then every Thursday will be a weekly thing, sort of to create that space and have that accountability if you want to get into a breath work and meditation practice, and then add that extra layer of doing it in a group session. So we get to discuss our experiences afterwards, share. So we also get that support group aspect, what's so powerful about that, integrated into the session as well.
I just love everything that you've just said. And as you say, you know, to be able to do it online, to make it accessible, that was one of the COVID gifts we all got, is that all of a sudden we realized we could take part from all corners of the world. We could learn in a magical ways, and we could really connect in magical ways. But what I love is talking about these somatic interventions, and this really is an ability to, or an opportunity to, self-administer when it comes to wellness and well-being. But perhaps we can just unpack that for our listeners. You spoke about somatic interventions, and you spoke about cognitive therapy. Perhaps you can just explain to our listeners what the difference is, and so then what you will be focusing on in your support group.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, I'd love to. So cognitive therapeutic interventions tend to focus on our thought processes and thought control. So we might want to change our thought patterns and the way we frame things in our lives, and that can be incredibly helpful. Talking about things is incredibly helpful, as we know. But when it comes to stress, what's often overlooked, and this is where somatics, body-based therapies enter the scene and come across pretty strongly in this scene, is that only focusing on thoughts overlooks the fact that stress is a physiological response primarily. It does tend to come with certain thought patterns and certain ruminations, absolutely. But what's primarily happening is a body-based response. And that makes complete sense if we look at our evolution. So our heart will start to race, our palms might begin to sweat, and our body, we're becoming engaged to escape some sort of threat. And we sort of have different responses to that, whether we want to confront the threat and fight it, whether we want to run away from it, whether we want to sort of please the threat so it will stop harming us and we can keep ourselves safe. Or maybe we just enter sort of paralysis in a way and just almost detach from how overwhelming that stress can feel. And those are all responses from our nervous system, not our thought process. And often what we get stuck in a loop with is we try to control that response through only thinking differently. And I don't know if you've ever been told to calm down when you feel stressed, and you're like saying, I'm trying to calm down. And we sort of have this loop of, okay, I must tell myself to calm down. You're stressing too much. Stop being anxious about that. It doesn't even matter. This won't happen, but what if it does? And our thoughts almost get carried away. And that's because of that body-based reaction. When our heart's beating that fast, when we're activated to escape or confront a threat, of course, our minds are going to be going in those directions. So if we focus on the body first, we can transition our nervous system and our state of mind into a place that's safe, that reminds ourselves that we're safe right now in the present moment. I'm not sort of teleporting into the past or into the future, but I'm safe right now. And just simply being present, something that's actually really difficult to do, and sitting in a space where we calm down the nervous system, we say, hey, that threat, like that exam coming up, or seeing that ex-boyfriend or girlfriend or partner, or going to work tomorrow, whatever the stress is, because it might not be a physical threat to us. It could be a social, emotional threat, could be something hypothetical that isn't even like happening to us in the moment. So taking that threat and saying, okay, this isn't taking my body into a heightened state of stress response. Let's calm down. I'm safe right now. I'm present right now. And in that space, and we can access that space, not easily through just thinking about things differently, but through breathing really deeply, through doing a meditation, taking ourselves to a safe space visualization, like on the beach or at grandma's house on the couch or at the family dinner table in our minds, and slowly just calming down our bodies so that when we do think about that stress, we can hold it in a much better way and then process it from that perspective. Once we're calm, we feel safe, we've engineered a kind of feeling, and then focus on the stress from that space instead of trying to focus on it when we are already in a heightened state.
I love that. So you're using, as you're saying, these somatic interventions, you're going into the body and you're finding ways of shifting your nervous system in order to change the experience. So when you talk about, you're then changing the whole physiology. So this kind of fight, flight, freeze, the appease. So I suppose that once you've done that, then your mind is in a completely different state. You mentioned thoughts and you mentioned reframing. Once you have shifted the nervous system, I mean, you're coming from a completely different place, you know, mentally and emotionally, once that's been shifted.
Yeah, absolutely, exactly. So that by nature will inform better thoughts and sort of more productive and adaptive thought patterns, as opposed to using it the other way around. So we'd always want to start with the body first, especially when it comes to stress, which is such a physiological reaction. Even if the stress itself isn't physical in nature, it could really be something that we're worried about, like what might happen, or it could be seeing someone or doing something or thinking about something that's happened to us. So understanding this as a physiological response and then communicating with it in its same language. So we wouldn't want to sort of communicate with that in a cognitive way first. We'd want to see eye to eye with it in a somatic body-based frame first. So with the support group structure, how it will work is that we'll all discuss our intentions, sort of what stress has brought us here to the session, what would we like to focus on, and then we'll gear that breath work or meditation session with that intention in mind, go through it 20 to 30 minutes of just breathing, meditating together, and focusing on different breathwork patterns, because we know that some are activating and some are deactivating. And then at the end of that, actually come to a space where we can unpack what came to mind, what feelings came to mind. So sort of blending instead of focusing on one at a time, but blending the somatic with the cognitive. And once we, just as you said, Nikki, once we've made that shift, that cognitive reframing and also the neuroplasticity that it involves, that is encouraged by breath work and meditation and somatics, then it's a lot easier to think of things differently and in a more positive light for ourselves. So blending all those aspects together is really my goal for this session and these ones coming up.
That's wonderful, Josie. So, I mean, people can join you once a week and there's the space to do the meditation and the breath work. Do you show them how to take that kind of, you know, I like to say, like off the mat, out of the session, so that they can use it in their everyday life? Is that there a focus on that as well?
Yes, absolutely. It would be great, especially in that discussion integration session, to discuss, okay, so I felt this here, and right, where can I find this again in my day to day? So it's not something that we just rely on in the session once a week. That hour, I'm hoping, will make the world of a difference. But can I return to this breathing technique or this meditation in the middle of my workday, during my lunch break, or whilst I'm traveling? So that it's something they can teach their body. And over time, I mean, best case scenario, we kind of automate it in our system. So we know that people who cope with stress really well tend to have really good breathing patterns. So they tend to take deeper breaths, especially in response to stress. Their whole breathing pattern changes in response to stress. So changing that and making it almost an automatic, just body-based response would be the ultimate goal if we can practice it enough.
Mm, amazing life skill, really. As you said, in the world that we live in, what a wonderful go-to. So I love that you are offering these the support group, this weekly meditation and breathwork support group for stress relief, and will impact everybody's lives in the most extraordinary way, I have no doubt. So for people who are interested, Josie, how do they go about joining your group?
Yes. So if you are interested, best thing to do is just pop me a call on 067-573-3402. Maybe we can pop that up somewhere. But if I don't respond to that, maybe I'm out or in a session or something like that, please do pop me a WhatsApp and I'll definitely get back to you. And then we can chat about, you know, why you're looking to join the support group, how we can best facilitate it for you, and then send those links out from there. So we'll hold it over Google Meet. That will be the platform, and or jump on there at 5 o'clock on Thursdays. So, best thing to do. And if this group specifically isn't what you're looking for, I'd really recommend visiting the SADAG website. They have all sorts. I mean, things for grief, things for students, they have ADHD support groups, living with partners who have ADHD support groups. They have such an amazing collection of ongoing support groups happening at the moment.
Phenomenal, just absolutely phenomenal. So thank you, Josie. Thank you for coming onto the show and for doing something that's very important and making it so accessible to people. I hope that you get a huge response, and I'm sure you're going to be adding a lot more of these sessions. So thanks. It's been really lovely. I'm going to share your number again with people who are interested. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Nikki. Thank you so much for having me.
Take care. Thank you, Josie. Josie Macking, a specialist wellness counselor, and Josie, aligned with SADAG, is offering these free online meditation and breathwork support groups. And it's for stress relief. And it's every Thursday. It's starting next Thursday, the 8th of May, from 5 to 6. And it's going to be a calming, restorative space to help you release tension and unwind from the pressure. And really, it's as Josie said, it's going to become something that you're going to be able to self-administer whenever you need to. Wow, I think it sounds fantastic. You know me and breath work. So Josie said you can call her or you can WhatsApp her. Her number is 067-573-3402. That number again, Josie, on 067-573-3402. I'll give it to you again in a moment, but we're just going to play you some voice notes just so you get some stories from some of our cancer warriors and their association with the DL Link. Here they are.
Hello, dear DL Link. Sheila here. You have been so caring, interested, and helpful to me. You have supported me through cancer treatment and beyond. Thank you so very, very much.
Despite not wanting to be a burden on the DL Link after losing my son, the family called DL Link has embraced me nonetheless and has been part of my life ever since. From the minute Gabby walked into my door to check on me and to bring a gift of a journal, through to 2 years ago when we married our daughter and Michelle came to the chuppah. It's just been a most wonderful feeling to be part of such a special family, to meet people, to share with a group who understands where you're coming from. And all I can say to DL Link is aluva tzlichu. Continue to draw strength from each other, from everything that you do, and chazak chazak.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And of course, just a reminder that this show will be available for you to listen to as a podcast on the Hi FM website. And if you'd like to volunteer or make a donation, be a part of the extraordinary work that the DL Link does, you can go to their website, www.dllink.co.za, or you can contact them directly on 011-485-3269, 011 485-3269. I did say that I wanted to very quickly just repeat the number of Josie Macking's meditation and breathwork support group every Thursday from 5 to 6, starting next Thursday, the 8th. You can contact Josie directly, and the number is 067-573-3402. 567-573-3402. I do hope that you enjoyed the show. I wish you the rest, a wonderful rest of your day. Yom Hatzmaot, Workers' Day. For me, Nikki Seberini, until next week, you take care and goodbye.